remind yourself of your strength instead of perseverating on your weaknesses or your mistakes. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. This is a mini series of short episodes that air daily in between our regular full-length episodes that drop on Mondays and Saturdays. Because look, we know what to do. We know what not to do. But executing on that day in and day out, when motivation is super variable and our schedules are all over the place and results might not be as consistent as we would like them to be, it can be tricky. So I want to come to you every day with these short episodes to just help you engage with what you want, reconnect to your goals, and become stronger than your excuses. And today I want to encourage you to remind yourself of where you have been strong, where you have done difficult things, where you have overcome temptation, instead of continuing to focus on where you dropped the ball, where you let yourself down, how you said you'd do this thing, but then you didn't do it again. It's really easy to focus on what is wrong or where you think you could do better. But what can happen if we aren't careful, if we're just on autopilot, is that we chip away at our confidence and we start to see ourselves as someone who can't do it, as someone who doesn't follow through, as someone who continuously makes excuses, as somebody who doesn't live up to the commitments that they make to themselves. And here's the deal. You're going to see yourself how you choose to see yourself, meaning that if you decide to focus on the times that don't go as you wanted them to go, or the times when you do let yourself down or you don't follow through, then that is going to be how you see yourself. But you have an opportunity to say, wait a minute, I did do this thing that I said I would do, and I have made hard choices before, and I have created great success before. Choose to see yourself that way. This is something that I'm constantly reminded of, because it comes up regularly in parenting. I believe very much that our kids, when they're young, are going to see themselves as we teach them to see themselves. So if I am regularly telling my kids, you're such a hard worker, you're such a good listener, you're so good at sharing, you're such a great brother, you're such a great sister, that is how they see themselves. Now, on the flip side, if I'm constantly saying, you're not listening, you're not being a good sharer, then that is how they see themselves. Now, it doesn't mean that we're Pollyanna and we just put our head in the sand and we don't face or acknowledge what isn't going well. But at the end of the day, what we have to emphasize more, what we have to emphasize most, is who and how we want to be. So look for evidence that supports who and how you want to be. That you had your water before your coffee, that you got in the walk, that you have had periods of time where you've been very successful and you've created great results. Remind yourself of your strengths instead of choosing to perseverate on your weaknesses. I'll see you tomorrow.